it's a big step for someone to maybe even identify as a survivor coming into this trauma-informed yoga as healing class. Even though you may know there's other survivors in the space, you don't know them, and you're having this sort of intimate relationship with your body after it has experienced violation is a really scary process that takes a lot of gentleness and patience and self-compassion. And I think in many ways, that is really what I try to cultivate with people first, is oftentimes I will, with the language that I'm sharing, that it's very invitational, I'll look around the room and everybody's doing something completely different. Some people might be taking a nap, other people are moving through sun salutations, and that's one of the most powerful moments that I can experience both as a survivor and as a healing practitioner when people feel safe enough in their bodies to really honor their choices. And it takes time. You know, I'm not going to say that it's something that's going to happen overnight. I think even just arriving, showing up into this space is the hardest part, and that will always be enough. So oftentimes I'll invite someone, I'll say, take a few moments to acknowledge the fact that you made it to your mat today. So often that's the hardest part. If you wanted to find one shape and stay there for the entire time, that would be amazing and supported. This is your body and always your practice. And what I find is that the language really starts to become embodied for folks. So it becomes so much bigger than them honoring what feels right for them on their mat, but then starting to allow that sort of empowerment and those choices to ripple with them as they move through the world.